Welcome to the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Trade talks continue between the U.S. and China. Officials from the U.S. traveled to Beijing 2 weeks ago, and the two parties moved back to Washington, D.C. last week. According to AgWeb.com, progress has reportedly been made, and both sides will continue working on all outstanding issues in advance of the March 1st deadline for an increase in the 10% tariff on certain imported Chinese goods. Both sides agree that any commitments will be stated in a memorandum of understanding. The Bud Light Super Bowl ads bashing the use of corn syrup in their competitors' brews has caused quite the hashtag controversy. The public rhetoric has calmed down, but conversations between Bud Light and the National Corn Growers Association have continued. National Corn Board member Denny Maple tells AgriMarketing.com they have not pulled the ad and won't, but they have apologized in their own way. Ultimately, Maple said this whole thing might be a blessing in disguise because we're going to get some good publicity for the American farmer. EPA Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler signed a first-time memorandum of understanding with the National FFA Organization to advance educational outreach for EPA's ongoing environmental and public health initiatives. Wheeler says the MOU will expand EPA's environmental education programs to an important and diverse new audience. National FFA President Luke O'Leary tells AgriMarketing.com this agreement recognizes how FFA members are ready to be leaders in environmental fields.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.